This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala nabiyyina wa habibina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wa ba'd. Inshallah, right after the khatira, the brothers and sisters who fell during the last 670 days or so, or 470 days, since the beginning of this conflict or beginning of this attempt of genocide that the apartheid state began on the people of Gaza. And as the ceasefire enters in action basically now or within this period, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them some degree of relief. And may they find some degree of satisfaction in achieving a certain standard of bravery and courage as a people, as a population, that will forever hold the bar for us at a certain point that we may find difficult to emulate in our lives. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us from this the lessons that we need to learn to move forward in a way that is that pleases Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ameen. So we'll do this right after the khatira, inshallah. يروي الإمام الطبراني في الكبير وإمام الطحاوي في شرح المشكل بسند صحيح عن أبي واقد الليثي رضي الله عنه قال the hadith in collection Imam Tabarani with an authentic chain narration narrated to us by Abu Waqid al-Laythi, where he tells us in this theme of dealing with fitna, with turbulence, or as it was pointed out to me, there's a different word, but now I forget what it is. But regardless, fitna, something I think most people understand at this point, is just the difficulties of life. Really, if you take the word fitna, it's the difficulties, the misfortunes, the shortcomings, the hardships. This is what fitna is. It's all that life is hitting you with. The stuff, it's the good and the bad, but mostly fitna is used for the difficult piece. And the Prophet ﷺ's hadith within this chapter is always a little bit overlooked because it's seen as prophecies for the future. But I think there's something for us to benefit from these teachings, because we all go through turbulence in our lives and all go through fitna. And Abu Waqid al-Laythi tells us, قال كنا جلوسا عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم على بساط فقال إنها ستكون فتنة. We were sitting with the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام on a carpet of some sort. And he said, indeed, there's going to be, in the future, there's going to be turbulence and difficulties. There's going to be a fitna, something that will make it difficult for people to function and do their thing. A lot of confusion. فَقَالُوا فَمَا نَصْنَعُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ What do we do, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قَالَ فَرَدَّ يَدَهُ إِلَى الْبِسَاطِ فَأَمْسَكَهُ بِيَدِهِ وَقَالَ تَصْنَعُونَ هَكَذَا. He went down and he picked up the piece of the carpet that he was sitting on. And he said, you go like this. And he held on to the piece of carpet strongly. What he meant by that, alayhi salatu wasalam, is you hold on to your deen and you hold on to what you were taught, because they were sitting with him on it, alayhi salatu wasalam. Now we all know, Aladdin had a carpet that he sat on. So the Arabs always had some degree of respect for the concept. The carpets there was a scarcity to having something like this. So they're all sitting on the carpet. It's really nice, it's comfortable. Unlike what we're used to, for us this is uncomfortable because we're pampered as people. But if you're sitting all the time on turab and on you're sitting on soil or dirt or sand, or you're sitting on rocks, sitting on carpet was pretty nice. So they're sitting with him alayhi salatu wasalam on the carpet. There's this feeling of oneness, of togetherness, of clarity. And they're asking, what do we do if it's difficult? So he says, you hold on to what you know, to what you have. قال ثم تابع صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إنها تكون فتنة. And he kept on talking, saying about a fitna. والناس لا يسمعون. And people are talking, they're talking about it. And فقال معاذ ألا تسمعون رسول الله. معاذ, will you not listen to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. يقول ستكون فتنة. He's talking about the fitna. فقالوا يا رسول الله ما تأمرنا. What do you command us to do? فقال تعودون إلى أمركم الأول. You go back to the origin of things. You go back to your original state. This, to me, is an extremely profound piece of advice that he offers here, alayhi salatu wasalam. Go back to the origins of it all. When it gets really hard, you have to be able to recline on some of your maxims. What is it that is absolutely agreed upon? Islam is a beautiful and large faith, and there's a lot in it for sure. it can become a little bit confusing after a while, or it can be a little bit complex. If you are getting confused, and if you're feeling that you're in a state of fitna, and a little bit of chaos and turbulence, go just recline, go back to the basics. Go back to the basics. Go back to what it means to say La ilaha illallah. Go back and know who your Lord is, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go back and just love Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, and hold on to the Quran in your hands. And just hold on to the basic principles of honesty and justice and truthfulness and righteousness. And just, and if you do that in life, then you'll be safe. Even if you miss some details and you fail to get it all right, you won't get it all right. It's impossible to do so. If you get confused, just go back and hold back to the basics. Just hold on. And that's what he was saying, alayhi salam. Just hold on to what you know is just keep yourself stable with the winds of as life hits you with all these winds. And as you start to lose orientation, just hold down to that which you know is stable, which is rooted in the ground. And that's what we have to do. Today, as Muslims, we have to go back to the origins. We have to go back to the basics. We have to go back to the basics, just the basics of what Islam is and what Islam teaches. And if we do that, then a lot can change for us. If we stop fighting about details that don't matter, really, wallahi, that don't matter, that have no weight at all, that don't affect us as Muslims, really, and we can't afford even to talk about right now anyways, we just put those aside and we turn back and recline back onto those basics, and we hold on to them and work together, then there's nothing that's standing in the way of removing our fitness except ourselves. And I think he taught us a lesson there, alayhi salatu wasalam, that's worthy of sharing with you. Yarwi al-imamu tabaraniyu fil kabiri bi sanadin sahihin an abi waqidin al-laythi radiyallahu anhu qal kunna julusan ma'a rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam ala bisat فقال إنها ستكون فتنة فقلنا كيف نصنع يا رسول الله قال فرد يده إلى البساط فأمسكه وقال تصنعون هكذا ثم تابع فقال تكون فتنة فتحدث الناس لا يسمعونه فقال معاذ ألا تسمعون رسول الله يقولون تكون فتنة فقالوا فما تأمرنا يا رسول الله فقال تعودون إلى أمركم الأول صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بحمد الله لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه جزاكم الله خير وبارك الله فيكم. We're going to stand up and perform صلاة الغائب and then صلاة السنة, and then we have inshallah, do we have some in the sheet?